New Year.
We're back, bitches.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
UCR.
One?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Welcome back. We are Uncensored Radio. We're your guiltiest pleasure. And man, has 2013 kicked off in a good way or in a bad way. I mean, Justin Bieber smoking weed, Kim Kardashian's Prego, Hugh Hefner finally tied the knot. Whoa, man, I thought I had a busy life. Jeffrey Emmett, how are you, my darling, my radio husband?
I'm fabulous, my darling. I'm chomping on some peanut butter M&Ms, which is just making my life complete after a day of being on a very, very strict diet.
Aw. Well, that doesn't sound like diet food. I mean, I would imagine carrots, maybe peanuts with no chocolate wrapped around it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Peanut butter M&Ms. It's a diet-ish. It's in a small portion.
That's great, then. If you're happy, I'm even more happy. Tonight we've got Daisy working the phone lines. How are you, Daisy?
Hello, girly. I'm good. How's everybody?
Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And Katrina Johnson, you know it's 2013. She's going to be fashionable, right? That is what's going to go down. Shit ain't going to change just because it's a new year. Y'all already know. She has to make her entrance. But we got a wonderful show planned for you guys today. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to catch up on. Tell me, Jeffrey, what do you feel has been the highlight so far? I know we're only 7 days in, and I know I talk to you every day, so I probably already know this, but I have to ask. So far, what's the highlight of your 2013?
I totally feel like this is a trick question.
It's not, I promise. I have no ulterior motives, I swear.
I feel like there's an answer I should have, but I'm too stupid to know what it is.
I don't know. There's not. No, I don't. I was just asking something. I was making conversation.
Oh, okay. The highlight so far is that we're only days away from Dallas returning.
Ooh, you just made my heart skip a beat. I forgot about that.
And I cannot wait to see how they deal with Larry Hagman dying, because that was just horrible.
I know. My heart was broken in 1,000 pieces. Is that Katrina Johnson?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got that playing.
Oh, okay. I told them, I said, the shit ain't going to change just because it's a new year. Katrina Johnson is going to be here in a few minutes.
Well, I was doing the chicken dance. That's very important.
You were doing what?
I was doing the chicken dance. You couldn't hear the music playing?
The
no,
chicken dance?
Yeah.
Chicken dance? The chicken dance.
On purpose?
Yeah, can you hear it?
Okay. Wait a minute. How the fuck do you go from having lunch with your girlfriends to doing the fucking chicken dance? How does this happen?
Well, I had a few cocktails, and then I went shopping because it's my daddy's birthday tomorrow, and I found a birthday card that plays the chicken dance, and I had to get it because it says, know what would be nasty trick on your birthday? To get a really crappy song stuck in your head.
You remembered your dad's birthday. I forgot my dad's birthday.
You're a bad daughter.
I'm a horrible, horrible person. No, this is the thing. Last night was my anniversary. On our way home, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, oh, today's my dad's birthday. And I'm just mortified. I'm like, I did not call him. Oh, my gosh. my boyfriend's like, I didn't know his birthday was on our anniversary. And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm just like, for some reason, I woke up this morning going, is his birthday on our anniversary? I don't remember that being the case. So I start looking at my calendar, and I'm like, where's his birthday? I know I set a reminder. I know I did this. I know I did that. I'm only a day off. Why did I realize that his birthday was on Friday?
Oh!
I was 3 days off. That's so bad. It's so bad on so many levels.
Did you call him once you remembered?
Huh?
Did you call him once you remembered?
Yes, of course. I, like, deserve to be orphaned. I called him, and you know me, I'm the baby. So I was like, Daddy, do you hate me? And he's like, no.
You shouldn't feel that bad.
I had to break him down with the daddy.
I am notorious for getting people's birthdays, unless I have it written down. I suck. Like, there's a few people that, like, their birthday stick in my head. But other than that, I can't remember. And if I'm not on Facebook to see it's their birthday,
it's bad. The chicken nasty's on again. Damn it.
So it's okay. You're not the only one that forgets. I've missed a few. My mother's birthday, I screwed up.
You're a bad man.
Yeah, her 50th birthday party, she was thinking there was going to be a surprise party, and there sure as hell wasn't. That was a surprise.
Oh, she was pissed.
I bet.
I didn't realize it was her 50th birthday-ish. But, you know, I would assume, I would think that my father could take care of such shit. And, of course, no. So for the next, like, 3 years, I threw her, like, extravagant birthday parties for the next 3 years to make up for it. And then finally she was like, okay, enough with the surprise parties.
As you should.
I know. See, the thing is that you're your mom's favorite child / first daughter. So
yeah.
You have to remember.
Well, now, what's fucked up is her birthday is on the day after, or is it the day of our anniversary of us dating? I don't even know anymore which day is which. It's either the 4th or the 5th. I know I put it in my phone this year, so I'll remember.
Aww. Well,
thank goodness.
This is the thing. I mean, my dad didn't seem too hurt about it, but I told him I mailed your gift. It's all good, and, you know, he's pretty cool. He's pretty chill when it comes to things like that. Like, he's not a big, I want a birthday party kind of guy, although I think we need to throw him one soon because, it's, you know, he's getting up there.
Well, he's in Texas, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you could really throw him a birthday party anyways.
Well, I could. I could plan and be a good daughter and, like, go to Texas and make sure to have a party for him. Maybe next year because his birthday will be on a Saturday.
this bitch.
I know, it's so bad. And I had a reminder set. I turned those reminders off because I don't want it to go off, you know, and bother me.
That's hilarious.
That's almost as bad as
I look at my calendar at some point and, like, you know, go, oh, okay, yeah. But I never do.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Katrina forgot to text me Merry Christmas.
Oh, Katrina. Mr. St. Nick himself over there with 8 Christmas trees in his house, you didn't text him Merry Christmas?
That was on purpose. I didn't forget. I purposely didn't call because I was in a bad mood and I was feeling boss fucking humbug. So I did you a call.
I sent you a fabulous little...
I don't think I got a call either, Jeffrey.
This bitch.
Yeah, but Jeffrey sent me the cutest present ever. It was a stuffed Hello Kitty from Build-A-Bear with a cute outfit. She has probably the cutest card.
Now that you put this on air, I cannot take any of the credit. It was all Joyce. Like, it was her idea. She picked it out. She mailed it. I didn't even see it until you sent me the photo.
Well, thanks, Mama Emmett. I love it so much. It has its own shelf, and it's so cute.
See, Karen, you got to get in with Google Mama Emma because she'll send you Christmas gifts, too.
I know. I love her. I love her whether she sends them to me or not. I actually have a Christmas gift for Miss Katrina Johnson. I thought I would see her by now, but I haven't. She's been, like, MIA has, I don't think, have you even come to L.A. for the holidays at all? You didn't even come down, did you?
No, I've been busy pimping. And champagne, I must stay in town.
Okay.
This home.
I am not mad. I can't hate the plan. Okay, I ain't gonna hate
the game. I can be mad because if that bitch would have got off her fucking ass and came to New York, maybe New Year's Eve would have been a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, you had a dud of a party. Tell the world about your dud of a party. Well, people left before New Year's.
It's a little embarrassing because something like that's never really happened to me. And maybe Karen's rubbing off on me. I'm not really
welcome
concerned.
To married life. Welcome to married life.
Right?
Happy anniversary.
It was just like nobody was really drinking. You know, I mean, I didn't spend a lot, but I spent $100 on booze, and I was probably the only one really that drank it. I think some other folks got into it, like maybe 2 shots worth of vodka, and I'm like, oh, my God. So now I have all this alcohol, and I have no motive to drink. But, like, nobody really drank a lot. Like, it was just kind of dud. And, I mean, it was low-key, so it was a nice change of pace where, you know, we actually kept the house clean as the night went on. I didn't wake up the next morning and look at the house and be like, I'm going to go fucking jump out the attic window.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing about a party is the cleanup after. It's like, oh, that's the worst. Who wants to do
that's
that?
That's why I have lots of girlfriends, because girls clean.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
oh, that's-
you know, my problem is last year I had great help, and it was Lord Voldemort's friend Amy there.
Mm-hmm.
And that bitch was, like, cooking and cleaning. I mean, she was just, like, I missed her so much this year. I almost wanted to, like, call and invite her and be like, just come without Lord Voldemort.
That would have been awesome. And you should have said, steal his Jell-O shot recipe.
Well, somebody brought Jell-O shots. They were stronger than his, so it was a little more fun. And I just went on the back porch today and realized there's, like, a whole tray of them left. I'm not thinking it's any good, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Why? It's like a freezer outside your house. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
I know, but doesn't Jell-O have, like, a shelf life or something?
I don't think so. No. You could probably look into that, but I really don't think Jell-O has a shelf life. I think as long as
well, there's no tops on them either.
They weren't.
I forgot fine. Little Shan pulled them out of the thing that the chick brought them in to bring it back to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of left them there with nothing on top of them because she's cool.
Oh, wow.
That bitch alcoholic.
Excuse me, do I hear a little bit of rear going on?
Love it.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Talking about holiday blunders.
What?
The Midge. Totally got sick yesterday. Like, Saturday, you know, Joe was out of town over the weekend, so I was home alone, no car, nothing. But she worked 12 hours Saturday. She got home. We, like, went and got something to eat and saw my cousin's house, and she did not feel good. She's like, oh, my God, I've been nauseous. I'm like, maybe you're pregnant, because over the break we tried to inseminate her again with my big-titted friend's husband's sperm. But so far the test came back positive. But this bitch, Joe and I are sitting up in a man cage, and all of a sudden you hear horrible sounds coming from downstairs. It sounded like somebody was being murdered, and it was the bitch getting sick in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
All I could yell down was, bitch, make sure you clean that toilet when you're done. I mean, you know.
Oh, you're
so rich.
It sounded like it was going to be a mess. I mean, she was down there for a good, like, and then after she gets done, she comes up here, and I'm like, bitch, don't you dare come any closer. I'm not trying to catch your plague. She, like, stands at, like, the landing, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to hear about this. Go to bed.
Yeah, that's not cute.
Yeah.
No.
I have a baby midget inside her, though. That's kind of intriguing.
That would be awesome.
That'd
with
be real awesome.
Our one of our friends' husband's sperm.
So this is
I know who
what happens. What happens when this baby comes? Obviously, has this man signed any documentation saying he wants no claim to this child? And it's
no.
Midget baby and midget baby only?
No.
No, it's childbirth on the honor system.
But here's the thing.
Childbirth.
No, here's the best part. Okay, so wait, it gets a little complicated. Let me see if I can break this down. Okay, one, even if, like, she could be a bitch, like, 5 years down the road, like, you can't get water out of a rock. The bitch don't work. She ain't getting nothing. unless he dies, maybe she could get a check. But here's the thing. It don't matter because that bitch is still married from years ago. So that man's going to be on the birth certificate.
Yeah. Hey, oh. Are you serious?
Okay, who's
yeah,
married?
Lil Shan, midget.
She's married?
Her and Big Shan both were married to men years and years ago. Decided they liked the vagine better. They left the manwood and went over to the stranger moisture and never looked back. And yeah, so
okay.
She's still married. Like, and I'm like, bitch, well, don't get divorced. She's been married so long. The best part is, even if they get divorced when he dies, because she's the first wife and they've been married so long, she'll actually get his Social Security.
That's true. Well,
let's go. You know what's funny, though? That reminds me of Kim Kardashian. It's almost like, because she's still married and she's pregnant by somebody else, the law, in the eyes of the law, that baby is assumed to be her husband. Not.
Right. Well,
not
yeah, I don't know how it works in other states. I just knew New York, that's the rule. So that's even funny. I was like, bitch, then you go get your extra child support and really fuck him up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because he'll have to go through so much hell just to get his name off the birth certificate. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so back to the midget being artificially inseminated. Did you just ask the guy, hey, can we have some sperm, and he just gave it to you, and you guys stuck it up there? Well, I mean, what's
well,
the
you,
story?
No,
it's
okay.
Way better than that. Way classier. It was a lovely experience. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Tell him.
Well, you know, we did this. We tried this a year ago, and she had a needleless syringe, but she needed to get some tube to jam up in her, uterus or some shit. I don't really know the math. I'm not trying to figure it out. So she tried it. She was supposed to do it 3 days in a row. She only did it one because the tube broke off in her vagina. And
you are not laughing right now, you jerk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, because that bitch was laughing. She thought it was so funny she had to go digging for it. But the best part is she's in her bed with her feet up on the wall, so she's, like, almost upside down, you know, to where her neck's just kind of on the bed, and
yeah,
she's, like, scaling. Yeah. And the thing stuck up in her, so she's, like, trying to pull this thing out, and she's up on the wall. Yeah, it was an experience.
Oh, my God. It's so horrifying.
The things people do.
I know. Okay,
needless to say, she didn't.
Is Missy, your big titty friend, okay with her husband donating sperm to
Mitch? I don't think she really cares. No, because she always said that she would carry Joe and I's baby if we ever wanted one.
Aww.
So I think she's just a giving soul.
That's love right there.
Well, she gave her husband over to Mike for like 20, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. I know, this is the first New Year's they haven't kissed when the ball dropped. It's kind of sad.
That is so
man.
Weird.
That is so fucking weird. Damn, Katrina. That is great. Okay, so Katrina, I know a lot has gone on in the last 7 days. I need to know what you felt. What is the one highlight that you can remember since the year started? We're fresh into 2013, but I know how lively your life is.
I only get one?
Well, you can get more than one. If you got it like that, hell yeah.
I got 8.
Okay. Go for
it. I got 8 highlights. Yeah.
8 highlights of 2013, the Katrina Johnson edition. Go ahead.
It's only the 7th. How do you have one every day?
Oh, I meant my 8 highlights of 2012.
Oh, no. We're going to get to 2012 in a minute. We're going to reflect back. But I wanted to know, what is the one thing that's sticking out so far for the new year? Is there something that has happened in the last 7 days that made your heart go pitter-pat or anything?
There's been a few. I can't give you just one. I got a couple.
Okay.
I'll say, number one, my favorite thing that's happened so far in 2013 is that my book is being shopped and sold right now.
Yay! If I was your computer, I'd do a round of applause.
I cannot wait for that shiny Benz.
Yeah, I know. Me too. You're going to get a whole flock of Herbies.
That's even better.
Like a bouquet of flowers, but just a bunch of little beetles in a bouquet for Jeffrey.
Well, that's bullshit. Hey, you can get like a custom rebuilt one that's like an exact replica for under 10 grand. I'm saying that's not asking that much.
I was going to get you a whole bunch of them.
Oh, God.
You said they were going to be in a flower thing. I want no little miniature ones.
No,
I want one I
like
can put
a,
my
like
fat ass in.
Like a bouquet of roses, but it would be cars, real ones that you can ride, ding dong.
And you know what would be funny as shit when I show up at your door driving that bitch from New York to L.A. or Vegas? Y'all be shitting bricks. Like, this bitch came in a Herbie.
He is always ready for a freaking road trip. I don't understand this man.
I don't either. He wants to drive. He's so crazy.
Because if you guys knew what I watched all vacation long, you'd understand.
Okay. I know what you watch, lunatic.
Sorry, Katrina. Go ahead.
That's okay. Also, a show that I'm working on, our contract got extended, so that's good news, too.
Yay. Round of applause.
And I got a new fancy iPhone 5 that I really love. That's the new highlight because it's my new favorite toy.
Bitch.
Yay. Well, I think that's you and like a billion other people on this earth. Everyone I know has an iPhone 5. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid and I didn't think I needed it. But then as soon as the book thing started to happen, this stupid phone that's compatible with my computer and all my other stuff, it just makes my life so much easier.
So, okay. What is so much better from the 5 than the 4S that we had, or that you had and I have?
It's just faster, more efficient, better camera. There's like a bunch of fancy stuff I don't know how to do. But the phone does it for me. Like the 4S, it's not that much different, but this one, for instance, is like kind of indestructible. Like I've already dropped it 10 times and there's not a mark on it. So that's
nice.
Why I loved, because my 4S I kind of smashed a little bit and the back was scratched.
Oh, yeah, you shattered the back.
Yeah, it was screwed up. So this one is kind of indestructible. Like, I've dropped it a lot. You know, I'm clumsy as all hell. Sober, straight, wasted, twisted, doesn't matter. I dropped my phone just the same. So that part is really working out well for me, so I'm excited about that. Awesome.
Well,
and I started off the year on a private jet ride with Caviar and Dom. So that's all.
That's what I'm talking about, girlfriend.
My favorite.
Awesome. Well, I think that was a great start to your year. And if you haven't tuned in, you can listen on demand. We actually have a 2012 Best of show, and it's really, really hilarious. And James is actually narrating the show. He produced the show. As you guys know, he is our official producer. Check it out on demand if you haven't already listened. It's pretty entertaining. It goes through all the drama, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff. Jeffrey, did you tell us all your highlights for 2013 so far?
Oh, I got the iPad.
Oh, yeah. How do you like it?
I'm addicted. That's what I watch on my plane crash videos on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Katrina Johnson, do you know this fool had, like, spent multiple days watching plane crash videos?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
you know what's horrible?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, no,
why
I'll,
is this so
I'll,
crazy?
I'll tell you what the nuttiest thing was. So Brian and I are sitting up here, and he's flying in a couple of weeks, and we were talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, I've been watching videos or whatever. So we started watching them. Well, all of a sudden, it says this one in Russia that lands on the fucking highway. And I look at the date, and I'm like, wait, that says today. And, of course, that freaked me out even more. And then, like, there was another one in Florida. I'm like, see, this, no. No.
Crazy. You know how rare those are?
Right.
You are so much more likely to die in a car crash than anything related
to it. Yes, but
to
here's the thing. Midge and I were watching documentaries on the Netflix there.
Documentaries.
Flight 447. The one that disappeared over the Atlantic. I'm telling you, by the time I'm done doing all this shit, I probably could engineer some fucking planes and be a flight attendant with no training because I'm learning so much. It's kind of crazy. But I'm hoping that eventually I'll learn enough and learn that, like, I don't know. I'm hoping it'll be reverse psychology.
Well, he did admit to me, like, a lot of the, there's only so many videos you can watch. He's like, there aren't really that many videos, or it's all, like, the same video. So
I think
Jeffrey's slowly learning that it's not really that common. He doesn't want to admit it just yet, but he knows.
Well, and I did watch a lot of, like, the ones with, you know, where the people were inside filming and, like, heavy, heavy, heavy turbulence. And, like, they all survived.
Mm-hmm. Turbulence isn't anything. Turbulence is just rough, choppy air. That's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, and one of the things I learned in one of the documentaries was exactly what it is, and it's the air pushing down and forward and what they need to do in order to correct an accident. Like, I feel like if I notice some problems in the jet plane, I'm going to be running up to the front and be like, no, you got to let me in the compact. I saw this once on Netflix. I know what this fool needs to do. He needs to not pull up. He needs to put down so we can get some more air speed.
He said a compact, not cockpit.
Oh, right.
That too, right?
It's compact.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, so far 2013 has been fabuloso for me. I celebrated my 3-year anniversary with my boo-boo. So we had a fabulous night last night out on the town and just, you know, but it's been pretty quiet. I've done a lot of work. Like, I've actually been, I did take a full week off of Uncensored Radio. Like, I didn't even, like, do anything. I didn't, you know, I wouldn't do anything at all. And Jeffrey was so shocked that I did that. But I was working this last week on other projects. But I did actually take a break, which is great. Like,
that's important.
I don't think it was a week.
It was 5 days.
Because I'm pretty sure we ended up on the phone with, I don't even know that it was 5 days.
Okay, maybe 4.5. No, I do think it was 5 days. Like, I literally took, you know, 5 days, and I had a great holiday with, you know, family, and Christmas was good. New Year's was way laid back. I mean, I had a good time just chilling with my man, and, you know, it was great. So I couldn't have asked for anything more. My year started off pretty fabulous so far. But
well, just isn't that just a bunch of sunshine out your ass?
I know. I'm hearts and rainbows. You know, I'm hearts and rainbows. You know, I'm going to throw a heart and a rainbow all over that shit until I feel otherwise.
Only bitch I know that's got sunshine coming out of her ass.
I do.
Got to walk behind her and wear your sunglasses.
Well, Katrina, you alluded to a list, a possible list, of 8 things that you want to remember, reflect. We're great, we're horrible, whatever, but I know it's a long list of things. We've all got a list, so we should take turns. You say one, I'll say one, Jeff will say one, but tell us some of the highlights that you had for 2012, whether it be highlight or low light. A lot of shit went down in 2012.
No kidding. Well, I'll start off by saying in 2012, I fell in love, and I had it all, and then I lost it.
Oh. Do you want to allude to who you might have fallen in love with?
Some rap bastard that looks good in spandex.
Oh, man. Those spandex boys, boy, I tell you, they're heartbreakers.
They're no good, I'll tell you that. Or they're too good.
Nope.
But I'll say that happened, and I wasn't expecting that.
So you had love and you lost love all within a certain amount of time in 2012. Jeffrey, you got one? What's something that's one of the lowlights of 2012, Jeff? That's a heartbreaker right there, Katrina. My heart's cracking for you.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Well,
I'm not even sure how to. Oh.
I know of one for Jeffrey, one of his worst moments.
The wedding?
Yeah, well, the spat that took place on air that led to drama all through the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That was actually one of my lowlights. I am not proud of fighting. I'm proud of taking up for my friend, Jeffrey. I would do it again in a heartbeat. But I'm not proud of arguing with Joey's mommy. I didn't really argue. I just kind of kept saying truthful things, and sometimes the truth hurts. But that's a low moment in my list.
It's all good now.
It's all good now, and that's the sunshine coming out of the whole storm. Like the sun is shining again.
Yep, Karen farted, and we're all good.
It's all rainbows and unicorns.
Rainbows and unicorns. So, Jeff, it was the wedding. Although, obviously, there was a lot of drama at the wedding.
Yeah, the whole day was kind of a low light for me. Like, I just assumed not think about it.
You better watch your mouth, bitch. I was there, and I was in a blue dress.
Okay, well, now you're crossing over to one of the highlights, but I can't talk about that yet.
Oh, okay, all right, I'll take it.
I figured you would.
I'm so easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, one of my favorite things this year that I did was my first New York trip, which was for Jeff's wedding. I gained 10 pounds, but that wasn't good. That was a low light, I'd say, but I had the best time in the whole wide world gaining those 10 pounds. And gosh darn it, if I just didn't bond thicker than thieves with Jeffrey, which we were already like tight as tight could be. But yeah, I knew he was the male version of me when I got there, and it was love at first sight.
Yeah, that's a little trouble.
For sure.
Yeah, that was definitely one of my highlights, and I came home with a pack of new friends, and I'll be back. And yeah. I acquired some dolphins, and, you know, it was amazing. That was definitely, definitely one of the best things of my whole year.
Right, that started the adventures of the dolphin.
Oh, yeah, sure did. So I'm happy about that.
Except them poor bastards that were made into sushi in Japan.
I was in China, fool.
Oh, Japan, China.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. To all of the Chinese and Japanese listeners, I was just kidding. It was a joke.
Jeffrey's merely saying that he's ignorant and he doesn't know the difference.
I was just going to be even more horrible, but I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to try to start out 2013 right, not offend the masses.
I like that idea.
I'll save that for February.
Okay.
So one of my highlights, I have to piggyback yours, Katrina, sorry, but it was going to Auburn. Like, I had so much fun. I was there for a few days. We went to an amazing event that was, you know, hosted by Madison Devine and us. We had the whole Uncensored Radio crew in the house. We had an amazing time. And I think, like, it piggybacked. I take this back. One of my first highlights with you guys was actually meeting Jeffrey for the first time this summer and shooting the reality show. And I think it's
now. Oh, yeah.
And I'm on my list. Joe, Katrina, we fought, we cried, we laughed, we fought again, we laughed again. It was like one of the starts of one of the best summers. I was looking at the clips the other day, and I was like, man, this is crazy. But it was like so much fun. We went to Morphicon. Katrina was Ranger Slaying all over the place. And it was just I can't say that I have any regrets with that trip. That trip was amazing. That week was an amazing week. The highs, the lows, the fights, the making up, it was all, it all brought us so close together that, I mean, we survived, we survived being homeless for about a couple hours.
Right,
like, I think it was like a day. We were homeless for a day. We survived that. I mean, it's
until our shiny nitrous showed up in her Louboutins.
Mhm.
Yeah, I left my cape at home, but I brought some red bottoms.
Uh-huh. That's when she comes in. Her, the Ranger Slayer wears red bottoms. Yeah, so that I think was highlight number one. Then Auburn was highlight number two, and it was almost like the continuation of the slumber party, you know, the craziness, with less work.
Well, see, my highlight number one was definitely Uncensored Reality, and my highlight number two, well, was Jeff's wedding, and then my highlight number five or six was the You've Got Strength benefit.
Yeah.
Also at Auburn. So you guys were pretty much my top five this year.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
So close runners up were trips to Paris, China, and Canada. And
I forgot you went to Paris, you hoe.
What?
This bitch got hoes and area codes. She just agitated my face.
Don't you worry about it.
Did we lose
Karen?
We
can't be addressing all of my area codes on the air.
I know.
That we cannot confirm or deny that. Highlight was another project I'm working on with a friend of the show, your favorite person. I enjoyed creating a show and getting to control a little bit of it. And another highlight was writing the book. Writing the book was really fun. It's something I'd been wanting to do for over a year, and I actually did it. That was good. Yeah. You helped with that.
Yeah, and I'll expect my fucking nice shiny present.
Jeffrey told me exactly what to write. He's like, oh no, you're not. That's boring. Come on.
Wait, and isn't the best part like you go to the meeting and they told you to write the same shit?
Well, no, the best part is I go to the meeting and I had already written it, and they're like, okay, well, the proposal's done, you're done. Like, and
well,
it was everything you told me to write.
See, that's what happens when you get drunk and you start telling your life story to Jeffrey. He'll make you expose it.
Expose everything to that poor guy.
If there's money to be had, I just assume make it. I mean,
right.
Come on now.
That's true. Jeffrey's all about the cashola, man.
Honey, it's true, and I'm sorry to all you Morphicon folks. Next year, the prices are raised. I'm sorry. As Karen's little manager type of person in charge of the finances, the price is going up. I love you, though.
Jeffrey
wow.
is my new manager. Like, he's like my personal manager. He's been selling pictures because everybody on Facebook always hits me up about getting pictures, and I just got so much going on, I can't even, like, figure that out. Jeffrey, like, set up a PayPal account. Well, I set it up, but he, like, sells pictures. He, like, actually negotiated a convention for me. There's a convention. He negotiated the money. Like, he is, like, my manager. Like, he has worked harder than a lot of people that I've hired to work hard and didn't. So he's pretty damn amazing. You need to hire him, Katrina, as your manager.
Well, I don't have a manager. That position happens to be available, so that sounds good.
We were working on it today about Miss Katrina Johnson selling autographs that are fresh, to say the least.
Yeah, he's like, I want a sexy one. I want a limited edition. I want you in just the shoes. I want blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, Lord. Jeffrey, I'm not trying to sell pictures of me wearing just shoes. He's like, oh, no, you're doing it. You're doing it. I'm like, oh, man.
You'll say no, and then all of a sudden you'll get, like, a check in the mail, and you'll be like, oh, hell yeah, what else can I sell?
Yep.
You know, this bitch ain't trying to play. I'm trying to get out of debt. 2013.
I hear you.
And I'm all about the road trips. You know, I can't wait to go to, where the hell are we going? Kentucky, right? No, Louisiana? Where are we going?
Lexington and New Orleans so far.
When is New Orleans?
New Orleans is in September?
August. No, okay, it's August, like 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Yeah, and we're working on more cities because I know a lot of people have been asking. So that's way to get me to a city is to call the convention or get in touch with the convention organizers and say, we want Karen Ashley, we want Karen Ashley. And then all of a sudden we get a phone call. That's kind of the best way to get me there. Because that's kind of the way it happened in New Orleans, right? And even Lexington. I think Justin, our good friend, Justin, he was calling Lexington for like a month saying, what's up? You got all these other Rangers coming. What about Karen Ashley? Next thing I know, I got a phone call. So,
hey.
Yeah, there you go. I want to be hanging out with Justin.
And I can tell you right now, those are totally going to be my highlights of 2013 because I can't wait to go to Sonic, Jack in the Box.
Oh, this bitch. He's trying to make me sad.
Do they have a Del Taco in Kentucky?
I don't know. I didn't see one when I was there, but I wasn't really looking. They got a whole lot of KFC in Kentucky, you don't say.
I got KFC around the corner.
Yeah, but you didn't get Kentucky Fried Chicken from Kentucky yet, so it doesn't count.
They might have an extra season or something going on there.
Isn't there a factory there? Oh, we could go to the factory.
That is not romantic. You want to see chickens getting their heads wrung? What are you crazy?
No, I want free samples. And I don't even really care for the chicken. I want the fucking biscuits.
Oh, hell yeah. Them biscuits are banging. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been known to just go through the drive-thru.
We need to have, like, a sunrise workout or you know, we need to work out or go dancing every night just to work off the biscuits.
Fuck you. You got me to do yoga once. It ain't happening again.
That was my highlight of 2012, taking Jeff to yoga.
Even though what's fucked up is the whole thing kind of in a roundabout way was, like, my idea going to Steve's gym. I just didn't know we were going to get sucked into some fucking yoga shit. And let me just tell you, for all you fatties out there listening, us fat folks are not meant for fucking yoga and Pilates. That's meant for the skinny bitches. And let's let them stick with it.
My second favorite moment of 2012 is body slamming Katrina at Steve's gym.
What?
Body slamming you at Steve's gym.
Oh, hell, that was one of my lows.
Getting flashed. Her life flashed before her eyes. I had the Power Rangers ragdoll.
You fucking slammed her hard.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Well, then I have to tell you, then if we're talking about Steve's gym.
What was that?
Steve's gym gave me a highlight and a low light. The highlight being he choked me first. The low being his face was in Joe's crotch and not mine.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you just don't know. There's like this animal magnitude about him that's just so sexy when you're up in person. It's like, good afternoon.
Yeah, Steve is a hottie. He's like a cutie. One thing, mentioning Steve, I will say, he's a part of another one of my highlights of 2012. We did the No Hate campaign, me and like a million Rangers. But the highlight for me was doing a three shot of me, Steve, and David. It was like a reunion. They sandwiched me, and it was amazing. So the pictures are on my Facebook. If you haven't seen it, it's the official Karen Ashley. Paige.
Jeffrey, you're going to let this bitch rub it in like that in our faces?
I was Power Ranger sandwich between Steve and David Yost. It doesn't get any better
good.
Than that.
Because aren't they both going to be in Lexington?
Well, you know what? David is. I'm not sure about Steve.
Oh, well, I got to call this motherfucker right now because,
We got to get him there, huh?
I'm a Facebook.
I'll just be like, bitch, I need you to come and show me some more yoga. Oh, by the way, Karen, how's Thursdays working out for you? How many times have you been down to do yoga at the gym that you promised
to go?
I'm going to go
with none. I'm going to say zero.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say zero. But you know what I've been? I haven't been able because I'm on doctor's orders. I can't.
Oh, bitch.
No, I swear. I swear to you. I will tell you about it later. But I am, actually. But no, I want to go. Like, I talked to them the other day. They were supposed to meet me for lunch. And trust me, I had this conversation with them.
Oh, my God. Do you have a secret you haven't told me? Is there going to be a little mini ranger?
No. Negator. We don't play that kind of games
Jeffrey
over here.
Always try and start shit.
He always trying to impregnate somebody.
You know that Karen already had a baby, and his name is Blake.
Right. I done did my justice. I gave a beautiful baby boy to the world with superpowers.
I just want to know how he got blue eyes. That's what I need to know.
I'm waiting for the day that I find out I'm a parent because Katrina calls and says she's pregnant and she'll be shipping the baby to me in 9 months.
Oh.
Blake got
blue
eyes.
Call after Washington.
Blake got blue eyes because the milkman, I mean Jason Frank, has blue eyes.
Does he really?
No.
Oh.
I like how Jeffrey's gullible. That was cute.
That's the highlight of 2013, the gullibleness of Jeffrey. Oh, man. Yeah, so that, I guess, was a low light. We could not keep another male host on this show. Fucking live. We went through two. Not one Michael, but two Michaels. It's just pathetic. We couldn't keep one to save our life. It's just, I don't know. So, Jeffrey's
well,
if
Katrina would stop
no
sleeping with them.
Ever, so.
Oh, shut up. I didn't sleep with any of our hosts. Nice try.
It was Katrina's fault. She was banging them.
I'm pretty sure we slept in the same bed together, so you did sleep with a co-host.
Okay.
Actually, you slept with two, because you, me, and Karen were all in bed together. Thank you.
Yeah, so when I sleep with the co-host, they stay. Thank you.
Right.
Back to my point.
We can't leave her if we wanted to. We can't leave her if we wanted to. We are stuck like glue to her.
That's
right. She got a point, Jeffrey.
That's it.
So that's what we got to do. We got to just talk her into sleeping with the next one. Damn it. Katrina.
I try not to mix business with pleasure.
The only other male co-host I want on this panel would have to be LL Cool J, Mark Paul. What's that other one that I like that you guys are like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
No. Mark Paul, who is that?
Gosler from Saved by the Bell, Zach.
Oh, Mark Paul Gosler.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, huh? You gotta say the whole
from
name.
From Saved by the Bell. And Franklin and Bash on TNT.
Okay.
You gotta say the whole name. Okay, so if you could pick your ultimate male co-host, Katrina, who are you thinking?
You know, there was a guest on the Chick Chat show with the girls, a really sexy, handsome, clever guy, and his name was Zach. I think he should be our next co-host. He's male, he's straight, and he's hilarious. And he's talking.
Well, that's so fun.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah, we thought you were going to go for, like, a superstar. We're dreaming right now.
Like
that could be a reality.
See, this guy looks like a funny. So you guys should, I don't know, check them out. Listen to the show on demand. Check out your Stitcher app on your phone and listen to how he ripped me a new one, but he's funny. Okay,
aging Justin Bieber.
Well, I like funny ones because if you're not funny enough to get my joke, you're not.
Right, I agree.
The problem with the pretty ones is a lot of times they're so pretty they don't get my jokes. Like, PDF got half of them, but he didn't get all of them.
Oh, man.
You know,
I don't
so
even know how to
I had to, like, draw him a diagram. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Ay-yay-yay-yay.
Okay, Alpha.
Right. Oh, man. Okay.
What about you,
okay.
Karen?
Oh, co-host? Male co-host? That's a good one.
Does it begin with a K?
Does it begin with a K?
And he can sing really, really well?
No, because he won't talk in public forums. He's just shy. I fired my own boyfriend within 1 hour.
Wow.
You see, I recasted him in the reality show.
Yes, I did. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I have no heart. I have no heart. I will recast even my own man.
That's friggin' hilarious. Amazing.
I don't know who could fit in with us. Like, I really thought, like, we were a cool, easygoing, down-to-earth kind of group. But now I found out that with time, we aren't very down. We're not very cool, calm, and collected.
No,
I never claimed to be any of those, FYI.
Right. I was claiming to be all of those, and obviously I'm the shit starter of the group.
You're the sleeper cell when it comes to trouble.
It is, right. Yeah, you're right. So, I don't know. Like, I have to really marinate on that because it has to be somebody who is, you know, got thick skin and just wants to have fun. Like, we really can't have any...
LL Cool J.
Mark Paul Offler.
What's that little redheaded fucker? The little funny one, the short one?
I don't know, but he has no soul.
Seth something?
Seth Green.
What?
Seth Green.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. I would like Marky Mark or, you know, I'd like
Ooh.
Him to be our host.
Girl, there
he
wouldn't be
to
a show.
Without
because,
his shirt, though.
I'd be drooling the whole fucking hour. We wouldn't get nothing done.
Mark Wahlberg, that's my vote. And he'd have to be naked in those Calvin Klein the whole time.
Well, I have three.
Okay.
My top one, my number one, is Ryan Guzman. I don't know how you say his name, Guzman, whatever. He was in the movie Step Up Revolution, and he has perfect six-pack. He's gorgeous. He could pick me up with one hand. He's beautiful. He's sexy, and he can move like a mofo.
So he has to be shirtless if he's on the show. Okay, go ahead. I like this.
Yeah. He's got a great abdomen for radio. Or for my face. And the next one was also in a step-up movie, Channing Tatum, number two.
Oh, hell
oh.
I love him.
Oh.
He's already married, but I might be willing to get stretch marks if he wanted to get married to me and, you know, reproduce. He's that beautiful.
That's the first time I've ever heard her say she'd be willing to have a baby.
Yeah, well, it would have to be genetically perfect, and, you know, he could do that.
He was willing to have some green spandex babies.
Well, I mean, I was, but, you know, green spandex is acting up, and so, besides, I don't know if green spandex can afford me.
Oh!
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, that's true, because you got a high price tag.
I'm just saying, if you've already got kids are expensive, and you're going to throw me in the mix, you better be, like, ridiculous.
Oh, this bitch is just putting shit on air.
Yeah, I am. And I will say number three is Leonardo DiCaprio. I would love for him to
Yeah. I've been at a hotel with him for like, I stayed at the same hotel with him when I went to Cabo San Lucas. And this is back in the day when he was dating Giselle. He's really not that hot. Not that hot. Ooh. He's got a little geeky gene going on. So I don't know.
Does it look like he has a little wiener?
I don't know about the wiener.
You weren't checking it out in the shorts?
I mean, he was slimming and that kind, but I mean, I didn't check out his wiener. It just didn't come out of shorts. I was looking probably, but I don't remember.
That's kind of devastating.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I knew right off the bat he probably wasn't, like, that cool when he had Giselle on vacation in Cabo San Lucas at Palmia Hotel, which is, like, the most beautiful hotel on that damn little island. And the entire time, they were never together. He was hanging out with his friends, and she was hanging out with hers. So I was like, he's a dork. And sure enough, she left his ass and married the New England Patriot.
Maybe he's a homo.
I don't think he's a homo. I just don't think he knows how to treat a lady.
Well, I have a fourth. My fourth choice is from True Blood. He's a wolf.
Oh.
Joe, I don't know how you say his last name. Magnaniello, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's sexy. And he was in Magic Mike. He's beautiful.
You know, somebody in the chat room said Dane Cook.
I like Dane Cook.
He's funny. Sexy. And, like, there's something about a funny guy. It's attractive.
Yeah. Like his face is beat as shit, but, like, he's just so funny. Like, I will get his tweets, and I'll just sit there cracking up. Like, he did not just say that.
What's the guy from Wedding Crashers, the really tall dude?
No, I have no idea.
Who?
He's married.
I don't care if he's married. We're playing imagination.
Vince Vaughn.
I think he's so handsome just because he's so funny. Like, I'm feeling him because he's funny. But not that he's just so, like, attractive, but his funniness makes him attractive.
So I will say...
I saw Django Unchained, and I actually thought Jamie Foxx was cute. And I'm not really a Jamie Foxx kind of person.
Oh!
But he had a swagger. He had a swagger on that movie. And I was like, oh, okay.
He's nobody's
LL. You know what I have the biggest crush on? I have the biggest crush on T.I. I just love him, and I love his reality show.
Who's T.I.? The
rapper!
The one that was in jail?
He was in jail. I think he spent 2 years in jail, and I still think he's hot.
Girl, you gonna be like J Lo and Puffy? That shit was not good.
He's good to his wife, and he's good to his children, and she comes home, and there's like Louis Vuitton bags, and there's all kinds of things, and he's a good. You'd like him, Jeff.
He's a good husband.
No, I saw parts of it.
I think he's worth like $100 million. You'd love him, trust me. He's like one of the biggest ghostwriters in hip-hop. Like, he writes a lot of the rappers. He'll write their songs. So you know songwriters make all the money. So he's one of the biggest ghostwriters.
He's got to be. He's got like 10 kids.
Yeah, exactly. by like eight different women.
Yeah.
He does. But yeah, he's worth like $100 million. He's very successful.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color.
Right, there you go.
He's much more attractive now.
According to Forbes, he made $60 million last year.
Yep. Is he better looking, Jeffrey? Is he better looking?
Do you know how many In-N-Out burgers I could have?
And how many trainers and plastic surgeons you could have?
Exactly.
Right. That's what I'm going for, Katrina. For fuck in and out. I'm getting a tummy tuck, a face, whatever. I don't know. I'm just doing it all.
Be careful. That didn't work out
really
for Kanye's mother.
And then I'm gonna hire Gunner, who's like the you know, trainer of all trainers and just keep it sexy, Gunner. Keep it sexy.
Ooh, guys, guess what? We're out of
time.
To go. Say goodnight.
I know. Aww.
Good night.
Bye.
Karen, yes. Kat, are you ready for this one?
Damn, that went quick. It creeps.
It's
we're saying what we want. Give it to